I did diary prayers. If I would say that my will would be to get up here, it's not. I have to do what the Lord tells me to do, and I desire your prayers. I don't know why the Lord has left me here, because when my husband passed, I was wanting to go. I didn't really want to live. I wanted to go to heaven. And it seemed like no matter what, the Lord's been doing different things for me. He told me he would heal me, and he did. I know I walk funny, but I don't care. I'm thankful that I can walk. And then yesterday, I have had tremors, and I still feel some of it, but yesterday the Lord inspired me to have prayer for the tremors. I was willing to live with it. Had no means, desire to, no interest. It wasn't threatening my life. But then he showed me that, and I noticed that after prayer, and I went to pray for other people, my hands stopped shaking so much. I still have some, I feel some of it, but I know God is working. And why did he choose to let me get 75 and start going the other way instead of getting worse and worse? He has a purpose in my life, and I want to fulfill that purpose as long as I live. I desire your prayers. I have a simple message, and I hope that it will be a blessing to all of us. I need somebody to write on the board for me. And I'm certainly going to need somebody to read for me. While she's writing, I'm praying. Dear Father in heaven, I commit this message to you, Lord. I'm not doing it of myself. And I ask your blessings on it, that we can all get what you want us to have, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn to Exodus 14. I need someone that doesn't mind doing a lot of reading. Starting at the first verse.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol, the sea, over against Baal-Zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so.
Continue on. I want us to look at what happened.
And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people, and they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariots and took his people with him. He took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, as he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth, before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord.
Okay, stop just a minute. What's happening here is that God delivered Israel from Egypt with a mighty deliverance. But it looked like they were going to be taken anyway. Pharaoh just didn't want to let him go, but God had a purpose in this. Let's continue reading.
And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
Okay, now, they saw all the plagues that God had done to deliver them out of Egypt. But you know what? Here they facing a new situation, and it looks like they forgot all of what God had already done and start complaining. The Lord impressed on me, there are some things that we need to put in place that we don't forget what God has done for us. You know, if we look back, and I look back over my life when I was a child and how God worked miracles, I've seen miracles with my eye, my own eye. Because there was a time when I was 12 years old on these very grounds, and a lot of people got sick, and I was one of them. They got the typhoid. I went home with that typhoid. I was so sick, I went unconscious. I can remember, I thought I was dying. I thought the angels were coming for me. I remember this. And then they moved me out of one room, and when I woke up, I was in another room. But I didn't know what was going on during that period of time. I remember opening my eyes and seeing my family at the table, and I said, Mama. When I did that, the Lord brought me out of that. I had to start kind of learn to walk over again, whatever. But I'm saying that we don't need to forget what God has done. We need to think about it. And when we go to the next test and the next problem, we need to remember those things that God has done in the past. And hold to it and let those be a point of stability for us. Well, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I know my God is able because he did this and this. We need saints. We have a heritage. I don't know. We have such rich things that have happened in our lives and in the lives of our families, our parents and our grandparents, those that have been in, you know, had grandparents among the saints, we have had so many things. Maybe we didn't even have food and God brought the food. Maybe we need money and God brought it. You know, it's so easy to go on with those things and forget about them. And I think another thing we need to do, we need to tell it. Not just in church, tell it to our neighbors. Tell it to our friends. Tell it to our children. Let the heritage go on. So they forgot. They started complaining. And yet, God spared every one of those Israelites' children when the Egyptian children died. Looked like that would have been enough if they couldn't think of the other things to help them to remember. But no, they're complaining. Read on.
13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not.
Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you. And ye shall hold your peace.
Isn't that wonderful? We don't have to even fight. We can just stand, and God can work for us. Every dawn.
15. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward.
Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid to move forward. Move on. Remember what God has done. You got the Almighty God. Isn't that something to think about? We have the Almighty God on our side. We have people say, I got your back, but I want God to have my back. Men are limited, but God is not limited. Read on.
But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen.
Read on.
And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went on before their face and stood behind them.
Stop just a minute. Can you think about what's happening here? They have a pillar of the cloud, and they have the fire, the pillar of fire. God in heaven is leading them. They didn't know where to go. They didn't know how to get to where they're going, but he was leading them. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Oh, my goodness. I just think if I was in that crowd and the fire was behind me. What did it say? The fire was behind them. The cloud was before them. But the Lord in heaven was providing direction. Yes. And he was also providing protection. Because that went behind them, between them and the Egyptians. Let's read on.
And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud of darkness unto them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind, all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided.
Isn't that something? Can you imagine? I could just imagine myself sitting there watching this, seeing all he did has had to stretch forth his rod. But he did it because God told him to. And when God told him to do it, God did something about it. He made that wind blow. No one that I know of has ever seen anything like that since. But God is so great. He is the same. The same God that did this, he can do that for us. And many times he does things for us and we don't even know it. Then we driving around down the street. Don't you know? Sometimes the Lord comes between us and another car. We could have lost our lives. I was backing out of my apartment. I think I had the children with me. I was so intent on getting to church. That's why I was trying to hurry up. And I was backing straight, but I was looking out of my right mirror instead of looking back. And there was a car behind me. And the car humped. The person humped. And the Lord took care of me. I didn't back into them. There was no accident. Don't you know I believe the Lord stood between me and that car? He helped me. But he does it so many times, I don't think we realize sometimes when he does. But he does. And I thank him. As many times as we travel these roads, God has been so good to us. Just like He did this for them. He's doing things for us. And when we realize what he's done, let's take time to thank him. Let's take time to say, you know, children, That was God that protected us. You know, let them know. Don't just take it for granted. And I know we don't, but you know, sometimes we need to stir up our memory. We need to start stirring these things up in us that we can be so grateful. Grateful to what God does for us. Let's read on.
And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And yes. The Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them.
Isn't that something to think about? Every single Israelite walked through that sea on dry ground. And God took care of them. And then, to show that it was God, and they couldn't do it, God let those Egyptians perish right there in the midst of them. But they realized that God was fighting for them. They knew then that they had gone too far, but it was too late. So let's be careful. Do the things that we need to do to remember what God has done for us. What he has done for us in the past will help us today. And it will help our children, our grandchildren, and those that follow us. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 23.
Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee.
See, if we don't take heed, we'll start forgetting what God's done for us, and we'll start idolizing other things. The things of this world will become an idol to us. Sometimes it can be our ambitions. You know, I want to be this, or I want to be that, I want to do this, and I want to have that. Those things can become an idol to us. So we have to remember what God has done for us. We have to remember our covenant with God. We don't want to, when we leave this campground, we can take Monarch home with us. We need to take it home with us. We need to remember all the word that we've heard, all the dealings that God has done with us, how he's blessed us in our body, how we've seen his workings. Don't forget it. It's easy to forget it. You go home, you're going to your job, your mind is on this, that, and the other. But I'm willing to believe we can fight against that forgetfulness, and we can try to make sure that each day that commitment we made to God stays. What are we going to do? If we decided that we're going to pray more, and we're going to fast more, or we're going to go visit the sick more, let's do it. Put forth effort. You got to fight for your what we have. If you don't, the devil will take it away from you. Those Israelites afterwards, they got in the wilderness. They had other situations. They began to complain, murmur and complain. We don't want to murmur and complain. Do not. No matter how things look like it's going rough, get a song, get a scripture, get on your knees, whatever it takes. Amen. Do not let these things pass from us. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 5 through 9.
Behold, I have taught you statutes. Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 9.
Verses 5 through 9.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons.
See, you know how blessed we are that we can kneel down and pray and ask God for things we need, and he does it. He does it. He hears our prayers. But we have a part in this. We need to hold to those things that we have heard. Hold to those commitments we've made. Hold to what he's done for us. It says only take heed to yourself. If you don't want to forget it. And keep thy soul diligently. Let's be diligent in our service to God and in our lives. Lest thou forget the things that thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thee. You know, it's wonderful to be here. Because like the brother was saying the other day, the world is shut out. We don't have the same environment that we have when we go home. So we can focus on God and things of God. But I'm willing to believe we can bring that right home with us. Even if we're working, our minds can go on the good things of God and focus on him. I don't believe that whatever job we do, it has to come between us and God. I believe whatever we are doing, if we're at home taking care of children, you know, you can pray all the time in your heart. You can... The child is doing something maybe you don't think they should be doing. You can be praying, Lord, show me how to work with this child. What to do, how to show them love and all of these things. I can't say that I was perfect in raising my children, but I tried. And if I could do it over, there are things I would do different. But yet, I love God. There's one thing they can't say, that I didn't love God and try to show them the love of God. And that's what we can do. We can show them God's love. What we have, we want to impart to those around us. Maybe you don't have children around you. Maybe you're around all adults. But we want to impart Jesus to them. Somebody said that we might be the only Bible people read or something like that. But they can see Jesus. Maybe we can't tell them everything. We would love to, but we can give them a smile. We can brighten their day. I believe God has us here for a reason, to be a light to others. We're living in a very dark and sinful age. And it grieves when I look at how the things the children are being exposed to. It grieves me. But we can talk to them. When we have a chance, we can say, that's not good. You shouldn't be looking at that. Whatever God gives us, we can do it for Jesus. And that, I think, would be one way of taking heed. Take heed to ourselves and also how we deal with other people. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 12.
Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth.
Yes, I was thinking about the gods of this world. Do you know, it's not, at that, during that time, they were making images to bow down to. But that's not the gods that most people are dealing with today. Some of them is the god of pride. You know, I have to dress a certain way and look a certain way and this style and that style. But as people of God, we need to keep ourselves from that. Don't even entertain those kind of things. Whatever the world wants to do, let it be the world. But let us be apart from the world. Let us set an example. How we dress. Don't go for the fashions and the pride of this world, but show simplicity and modesty. And not only that, in the way we carry ourselves, in the things we say, how kind words to other people. Treat others in a way that Jesus would treat them. This is what we should do. We don't want to. Maybe I have to have the best of this and the best of that. Those things are gods. They can become gods to us. We don't need that. Let's not do that. Let's not forget the Lord. He is the main focus of our life. Deuteronomy 8, 11 and 19 through 19.
Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, and not keeping his commandments, and his judgments, and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, and there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou shalt say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, and he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish.
Yes. You know, even I was thinking about it, it says, you can begin to think that I did this. I got this wealth. It, you know, I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps, so to speak. I worked hard and got this. But God did it. God did it. If you didn't have, if God hadn't given you the strength, you wouldn't have done it. Sometimes some of us have been to college and gotten many degrees, but it's God that helped us to do that. So we don't need to think, well, I'm smart and I can do this and I can say that. No, you couldn't do a thing if it wasn't for God. Some of them might have some degrees behind our name, but that's not important. The important thing is that we live for God, that we use what He allows us to use to His glory, and we humble ourselves and realize that God did it, not me. I hope that these few words, I had more, will be an inspiration to us, and pray for me that I'll be faithful unto the end.